Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars, he puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be.
Amidst the darkness, in the middle of the primordial void, God stepped out of eternity, clothed with splendor and majesty. He spoke, and light burst forth, filling a canvas of nothingness, the first brushstrokes of radiance from a divinely conceived plan. Having pulled light out of darkness, he gathered together waters into one place, stretched out the heavens like a tent, and from the void, a cosmos unfurled. Amidst a canopy fashioned from elements, he hung the stars like lanterns, commanding the sun to rule the day, and the moon he set watch over the night. He set the earth on its foundations and made it a place welcoming of life. Mountains rose up and valleys sank, taking up their appointed places.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
He rolled out carpets of greenery in meadows, painted forest floors with mosses, fashioned tangles of vine and groves of fern, and called forth seedless and seed-bearing flora. He filled the forest with towering sentinels. In the valleys, on hillsides, by rivers and streams, he erected fruit trees and flowering trees and shade trees, and called forth flowers of all shapes and sizes. Zebras and gazelles he set loose on the grasslands. Okapi, with their striped coats and long necks, used their long tongues to groom themselves, while lions and rhinos explored the savannah. He made coral reefs teem with fish, sea turtles, and snails. Polar bears patrol the frozen Arctic tundra. Toucans and macaws chattered in the Amazon, and condors soared above the rugged peaks of the Andes. Camels lazily wandered across deserts. Whales and dolphins splashed in the oceans. Muskrats and beavers meandered through the marsh, and in the swamp, herons hopped on alligator backs. Spiders released silken threads, catching the wind and being swept up into the air. Herds of manatees shared their mangrove habitat with oysters, clams, and mussels. And then, satisfied with the flora and fauna, with the rivers and streams and waterfalls, with the steppes and canyons and dunes and saltlands, with highlands and lowlands, arid, tropical, and temperate, he took dust from the earth and began to sculpt, taking his time, lingering over every detail. And when he had finished his molding, he breathed life into the nostrils of man. And later that same day, he took a rib from that man and used it to fashion another after his kind. Man and woman in his own image brought to life. Adam and Eve, the custodians of paradise.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth!
Out of the fertile ground, he caused to grow all trees of noblest kind for sight, smell, taste, and all amid them stood the tree of life, high eminent, blooming ambrosial fruit. Adam, the goodliest man of men since born, his sons, the fairest of her daughters Eve. Under a tuft of shade, that on a green, stood whispering soft, by a fresh fountain side.
In awe, David remarked, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all, the earth is full of your creatures. In the beginning, God made. In the beginning, God spoke. In the beginning, God called into existence an indescribable paradise, known as the Garden of Eden. That paradise has inspired many throughout millennia, including the psalmists. To be continued.